Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you wannabe entrepreneurs, experienced entrepreneurs, whereby we're in a position whereby we can actually help each other. I'm here tonight running the show. My co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, he's out for today, and we look forward to getting him back next week. And so just myself and my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm doing just fine on this Thursday. How about yourself there,
Gene? Oh, just fine and ready to go and pick up something for the holidays. And we got a couple of clips that we're going to play for you so that you kind of get an idea in terms of what this show is all about. And so, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
All right, now we're back. It is December, and we are in the Christmas holiday season, holiday spirit for the month of December, and I am interested in sharing what I might know to help any of you entrepreneurs out there that would like to become an entrepreneur, but also any of you that would wonder, how could you get started? I'm going to share you some businesses that you could actually start during the holiday season right now. Now, just for those of you that may be new, we actually did a similar show a week ago. And so if you go out to our site, you'll be able to see the podcast and see the picture of a future past show, I mean. But we have 30-something plus business ideas that you could start. And so last week we covered about 9 or 10 of them, and so I'm going to pick up on that because it's all over the spectrum. We have just so many opportunities out there for people to actually start a business right now. So I'd like to have you just think about that as far as starting a business, because many of you have ideas. And we want to help give you some ideas. If you like, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is sitting right in front of you, 727-441-3000, and ask a question regarding a business, or just tell us your business idea. And we would like to just kind of help many of you out there that are pondering how to get started. I'm just going to give you some ideas of what you can do right now. And these aren't my ideas. These are ideas I got off the internet. So many of you could just go out there and type in business ideas that could be started today, and you might get a list of them. I found a list, and I'm using that list and kind of going through that list. And so that's what I'm doing. And so I'm going to just pick up from where we left off, because I wanted to get all of this recorded and archived so you could actually go look at past shows or past podcasts and actually hear about these. And they'll be there for, I'm not sure for how long, for a few years. And so you got a few years to start a business. So that's what I'd like to have you think about, is what kind of ideas might you have for starting a business? I would love to know what you have and put that out to the world. And I'm just going to share with you what I have, because I know it's possible, because I started a business. And that's about as far as I'm going to go. I started a business, and I've had ups and downs. And I think with most businesses, you're going to have ups and downs in terms of getting off the ground. And so we want to be real here on this show, but there are some quite successful entrepreneurs out there that have ideas. They started with their idea, and so I'm looking for more ideas from any of you out there, but I'm going to give you some of mine. And we have a special guest that's coming on who is going to also possibly share some ideas regarding opportunities to start a business, but really right around the holidays, something that could be started right now, so that we got two heads. And I believe my guest is on the line, I believe.
Yes, he is.
He's there. My guest tonight is Mr. Larry LaBelle. Larry, are you there?
I am. Nice to be here.
Okay, glad to have you. Larry is a training consultant. He has a business. I'm going to let him tell you about that. But Larry is going to give you some of his thoughts on what some of you could do just to start a business right during the Christmas holiday. And so before we get started, Larry, I'd like to have you introduce yourself. Tell people what it is that you do, and then we'll kind of get this show going.
Sure. Basically, I'm a career coach and resume writer, and career coach covers a whole host of topics that's basically what somebody needs to be able to learn about that.
Okay, you're kind of coming in and out, I believe, a little bit.
Sorry.
But you're a career coach.
Yep.
And you have a company that's called Win a Job Fast. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so tell us what you do. You coach people to do what?
I write resumes for people who contract to have me do that. And I also update their LinkedIn profile to match it. But I do things that pretty much guarantees that your resume is going to get read, and you're likely to get an interview, and make sure that your resume and your LinkedIn profile are synchronized, because if they're different, nobody knows what to trust.
Okay, so that's what he does. He helps prepare resumes for people looking for employment. So he started a business. Anyway, so some of you, we have this. Some of you have ideas of just things you'd like to start. I'm just going to talk about what could be started right during the Christmas holidays, right now. That some of you could come up with. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsor. But get ready, because I'm going to give you several business ideas that you could literally start today and get it running for Christmas right now and be up and running next year at Christmas time. Stay tuned. You'll hear from me and Larry, and we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Tough get going. There's not too many things in this world as easy. So you got to tough it up and get started just like everybody else, because everything that exists, probably somebody had an idea and they got started and created it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some titles of jobs that business ideas rather. And I say business idea because when you're doing what you enjoy doing, then you're not working. That's that. That I really believe involves work, but it's not like working because it's your thing, which means it's going to work because you work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a title and a little blurb on what I think it may include. And my trusty co-host on the other end, Larry LaBelle, he may have some thoughts on the same subject. But he also may give you some of what he can visualize, that something that could be started right now, right during the holidays. Okay, so here's the first one we're going to go. You could get a job just becoming a Santa Claus. All you need is a red suit. Or go somewhere where somebody's looking for a Santa Claus, and they'll give you a red suit.
Because you can buy the beard.
Or you can buy the beard, grow the beard. But there are people who will pay you to play Santa Claus. So that's what I'm going to suggest. Just hunt around, but there are people that will pay you to be a Santa Claus. We probably won't be able to find enough Santa Clauses to meet our needs.
Ho, ho, ho! I am Santa Claus.
Well, you showed up at the right time.
Right, Santa Claus does show up at the right time, so keep that in mind. He's right here in the station. You could hire him even. However, just if you think you might have an interest in that job, just call the number that's right in front of you, 727-441-3000, and our director will give you more information.
You have a director now.
Okay, Larry, if you think of anything, kind of throw
sure.
in or add to it, because I got a list I'm going to go down. I'm not sure if you have anything over there, but you can pick off I'm saying.
One of the biggest things that can help someone trying to start a business is LinkedIn social media site. This, you can do marketing in terms of a small video that you post. You can have your own company page with all the detail about your company. You can also connect with other people who have started businesses that similar to what you want to start, who might be willing to help you for free.
That's a great resource. Now, can you think of any business that you would suggest at this time for anyone? Something you may have thought of in the past?
Yeah, I started my own because it was a perfect fit for me. But everybody's got to find the job that they absolutely love.
Niche. Okay, it's a business. It's the business that they think they'd like to do and make some money off of. So,
yep.
so Which is a job, but it's not really a job, because when you're doing what you like doing, it's because you want to do it, which is totally different than doing something that somebody else wants you to do and you don't want to do it, and that's a job. So I would think all entrepreneurs start out by doing what they want to do or getting started on it. Okay, so here's another one for you. Let's see. Create a freelance gift wrapping business. Imagine all the people that would like to wrap something properly, and they need somebody to wrap gifts for them. I'm not a good wrapper myself. I wrap stuff up, and I've had people look at it and help me out. So however, but somebody could make a couple of dollars just wrapping gifts for other people. All you might need is a location, a place to tell people that you do it, and have a place for them to show up with their gifts. And I don't know, buy several different types of wrapping paper, or tell them to bring the wrapping paper with them, and you'll wrap it for them.
Especially if somebody goes to a mall and rents a kiosk, they could use that as a location to wrap presents.
Wow. Okay, you hear that? Just go right to a mall. It's going to be thousands of people running through a mall all during the holidays. And that's a great idea. Okay, the next one I got, let's see. You can make gift hampers. A hamper. That's the place where you put your clothes in, I think. I'm not sure, but make a gift doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, make those little things that I don't know, but people will buy things if you make them. It's just in our nature to buy things. Okay, here's another one. A source and deliver corporate gifts. Become the source for delivering gifts that the employers maybe want to give out to their customers and their clients. Become the one that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine advertising yourself out, and you come up with it, and you're just competing with the others that are already in place, but maybe you can do it at a better price and do it quicker, faster, because you have less customers and you're building customers. Just something to think about.
Another thing that's really people don't think about is getting a franchise. And there are franchises for lots of different things, so you can find one that matches your needs and desires.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman in Tampa named Susan Mell, and she's sort of a middle person between person trying to start a franchise and the ones that are offering your franchises. She doesn't charge anything. She gets paid by the people who have it.
Oh, okay. Okay. What kind of businesses does she handle? Just the franchise business itself?
It's everything imaginable.
Okay, everything in the industry. So if you think about it.
You look her up on LinkedIn, you'll get a sense of what she does. It's phenomenal.
All right, well, give that name out at least one more time.
Susan Mell, M-E-L-L.
Okay. Okay.
She's a friend, and she's awesome.
Great. Okay. The next thing I got here is become a babysitter. As simple as it sounds, there are probably lots of people that would love to find a babysitter. Nowadays, it may be a little hard or difficult, but it's possible that someone could actually create a babysitting business. I'm going to probably just say it's probably best can be done based on the people you know, who know other people that know you. So that's just something I like to have you just think about. Some of you could become a babysitter for the other people. And anyways,
another one related to that, Jenny, is basically being an elder care person. There are a lot of elderly people who want to stay in their homes, but they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay pretty well.
Okay, so think about becoming an entrepreneur, not a job, but an entrepreneur, having your own business. You may have to go get some credentials in order to have your own business, but you may not. It may be possible for you to create it first based on who knows who that knows who, and then you can go after your certifications and all that sort of stuff because you have a client base.
My parents had a helper. She had no certifications. She was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
My parents had just adored her.
Great. Now, I'm glad you mentioned that because we live in a society that people have been conditioned to believe they have to have a bunch of certifications, go to school and all that sort of stuff. When in reality, there are so many other people out there that people call on because of their demonstrated knowledge and experience that don't have any certifications, but yet they have the business.
Well, I ended up getting this woman through my parents' church,
mm-hmm.
and that's a great way to hook up with a church to be able to offer those services, and you end up making more money because if you go through a service agency that provides people, they take money off the top, so you don't make as much.
But that's a job. That's not a business.
Yeah.
That's a job.
No, it's actually a business.
Make those similarities because the business is the one that you own to start. And it's possible to work for others, but you have your business. But having a job doing that means you're doing something that the other people want you to do. So the entrepreneurs are those that would like to do something for themselves. The jobs are those people who just want to do something. So think about ideas that people could have starting their own business and getting their own clients or getting their own clients first. But anything that comes to your imagination, just throw
it out. One other thing, Gene.
Pardon?
For people who are trying to start a business and they're not, you know, familiar with all the ins and outs of the process, and so find somebody who's in that field already who is willing to be a mentor coach for you. And a lot of them will do it for nothing.
I got a good question for you. And it's okay if you can't answer it because I'm not sure I can answer the question either. What about people who have ideas that are so far out where our minds haven't been conditioned even to hear? What about those types of people who create businesses based on their thoughts and ideas, which means they're the first?
A lot of those people are like inventors.
Right, exactly.
They come up with brand new things that nobody's ever thought of.
Right.
And it catches on. They can go make a lot of money.
Okay. Okay, so you could become an inventor. Think about the things you might literally invent right now, sitting around the house, and you never thought of, could you create a business doing it?
Here's an example, Gene. My former wife came up with an idea of, you know, they had the plastic styrofoam cups for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she came up with the idea to put the lid on and have that little thing that would flip over.
Yeah.
So you could drink it, but not spill all over yourself. And she discounted it.
Oh.
And a year later, somebody else took the idea and ran with it, and it's rich, as unbelievably rich.
That's a great story that happens to so many people. I got a story to similar story to share because but we're going to take a break. But I would love to just add mine on to what you said, Larry, because so many people fall into that category, and I'm one of them. I don't mind sharing my invention right now because somebody else has created it. It's not me. But anyways, we're listening to Larry LaBelle and myself talk about Christmas businesses that could be started right today based on what you like to do as an entrepreneur. But we'll be right back sharing more thoughts right after this word from our sponsor.
Jingle bells ring, okay. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/ Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Once you get started with your idea, your invention, whatever it is, once you get started, don't stop, because every day is going to be a challenge because it's yours. I'm here talking to Mr. Larry LaBelle, who is in the resume writing business and training, but we are talking about Christmas business ideas that you could start right today to take advantage of holidays. Start a business centered around holidays. So just before the break, Larry was telling me about his wife had thought of an idea. Larry, you want to just repeat that just in case anybody missed it?
Yeah, she was taking a styrofoam cup for coffee, putting a lid on it, but basically cutting the top open and making it snap in the middle so you wouldn't spill it all over yourself. But she thought it wasn't gonna work. So she never did anything with it. A year later, somebody else did it, and they're a multi-millionaire.
And I haven't drank out of a cup of coffee that doesn't have one since then.
Because we come up with these ideas. Humans come up with these. There's nobody else that comes up with these. Humans come up with these ideas, and some act on it, some don't. I mentioned to Larry before the break, I had said I got one of those instances. I can share it now because it's too late. But probably 30 years ago, I thought of the electric razors. Like when you trim your beard or trim your something, I thought of, why wouldn't there be something like a vacuum that would suck those hairs in into a little bag, so instead of falling out all over your clothes.
And the counter and all that stuff.
Yeah. Right. Now they got something that just sucks it up while you're cutting.
That's cool.
Now that
should have been you. You'd have had all that money.
Well, I want to share this because I want you all out there to know I'm no different than many of you. Some of you act on it and some of you don't. Some of you have the thought, but that's all you have. You don't have the foundation. You don't have the money or the support or anything. But I would say any idea you may have, don't expect support. The idea came from you out to the world. It's not going to come from outside into you. So I want you to think about how ideas get started, because they come to you. So acting on it is something that I didn't do. I guess your wife didn't do it. But I'm going to just suggest that many of you have these ideas that help other humans. We just don't think about it in that way, and we don't have the connections or resources. But I'm going to just suggest this. Share your ideas, because you don't know, number one, who's going to pick up on it. However, if you share enough, then everybody knows you shared it. The other reason is because hopefully you got more than one idea. That's all. I got more, so I can afford to give them out.
Well, and even if it's not a product or something like that, sometimes it's smaller than that. Sometimes other people take bigger leaps than you do.
Right.
So you might start at the same time, but someone's been willing to take a bigger risk, so now they have more contracts or more, you know, more more clients or something like that. And, you know, maybe some entrepreneurs just haven't been willing to take that step yet, so they're still in the, you know, planning phase, or they're still buying, you know, equipment to start said business.
Have you ever heard of an angel investor?
Oh, yes.
The angel investors are the ones that will invest in high-risk business that other regular entrepreneurs won't. And they don't try to take over your business.
Okay, so keep that in mind. Plus, you may have the idea. There are others who have what you need to make that idea work. So you partner up with them. Let them do the business side. You do your invention side, which is something that a lot of us may not be aware of. But most companies, most ideas, you have to work with other people because that's where team comes in. We're all good at something. We all have ideas. The key is how can we put things together in order to produce something that everybody else can use.
Yep.
Anyway, so just
people should
about.
Definitely. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mr. Larry.
Well, people should definitely consider finding a business coach. There are lots of people out there who are willing to help and not charge you anything.
Okay. Now, I'm looking for a business coach, if you know of any. And if you know of any, pass the word, because there are others that are looking for business coaches. And hopefully they're the type of coaches, they've already gone out and done something so they can share how they did it. But there's a lot of scammers out there that haven't done anything, but they want a coach. You.
And sometimes it's the ones that don't have that on their title, business coach,
right?
That are the best, that can
you
be the best.
Yep. You got it. When you are a business coach, you've already developed the reputation of helping people. Outside of that, you got to tell people who you are and what do you have to back it up?
I just had a client of mine go after a franchise with Chick-fil-A, and she did her due diligence in terms of filling out all the paperwork they wanted for the interview, and she won it.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, that franchise supports the heck out of their new people who are opening a new location.
Okay. So, I'd like to have you think about that. I'm not necessarily knocking that, but like, On our show, on another show that we have, which is called Employment Opportunity Hour, we don't take on franchises because it's not yours; it's somebody else's that you're pushing. So there's a difference between yours and somebody else's. However, if that's something you'd like to do, I would suggest go do it because you'll get a lot of support faster.
They pay extremely well for the people that lead their stores.
Yeah. But anyway, the whole idea is that you find something that you want to do. That's what makes entrepreneurs. And there's a bunch of them out there, and there's a bunch of them of you who could be, or you thought about being. And so it comes with ups and downs. It comes with rewards.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway, I got another one here. I got a whole list. I'm not going to get through all of them. But here's one for all of you funny people, all you people that I'm going to tell you what it is first. Become a party entertainer.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, think of all the partying you might do. Think of all these things like TikTok and all. You see people jumping around. Well, somebody, first of all, had to create the video and edit it and all that kind of stuff. However, you could be starting a business if we know that you like entertaining. Because in my opinion, that's how most entertainers start. They get started and people pass the word. Next thing you know, somebody else wants to. They want to hear what you have to say, and then at some point you get to a point where somebody's paying you. But maybe you could start your own business as an entertainer. Now, you would already know if you're an entertainer because people probably been been telling you you're an entertainer. So that comes in just so many fields of entertaining. You could entertain people by just cooking certain meals. I mean, it comes down to things being that simple if you're showing people how to do things. But
don't have to know an instrument necessarily.
Right.
Or don't have to be an actor.
It's exactly right here. It just says entertaining. So.
The other thing people can do, be a wedding planner or an event planner.
Yeah, that's more along the line I was thinking.
There you go. Yeah. There's a lot of people who get paid planning things like that. You could start. If you like traveling, if you like places that you've gone and you would like to help other people do travel, then you could plan that. If you are familiar with holding meetings, corporate meetings, corporate conventions, things like that, you could plan those things out. Anyway, so begin to recognize what it is that you like doing. If people start telling you you're a good planner, then take advantage of people that already know what you're good at doing, and they're willing to spread the word, because that's how businesses get built. So just think about it. Something as simple as planning, being a planner in any field.
One of the things, Gene, in one of my previous jobs, I was a user conference manager.
Conference manager.
And they were very complex. There was a lot of different things you had to deal with.
Oh yeah.
And I had other people other than myself that worked on it.
Mm-hmm. I ran one conference. I put on a conference for the Federal Reserve Bank System, a training conference, and then I got a letter from the president of the Federal Reserve System telling me what a good job I did.
Oh, fantastic.
And the bottom line is I probably should have stayed there and kept doing it. But that would have been a start. I mean, if you can do one, you can do another.
Gee, one thing I just want to mention.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7:30, I'm offering a Capturing the Power of LinkedIn workshop on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free.
Oh.
So if you don't mind, I will give them my email address, and they can email me, and I'll send them back the link.
That would be my gift to you, because you're in business, and you have something to offer, and that's what business people do. So, yes, you're more than welcome to share your information, because you're helping more people.
My email address is Larry LaBelle, L-A-B as in boy, ELLE 1947 @gmail.com.
Okay, you know, I'm going to ask you to repeat that again. But,
sure.
And others are invited. Right? Is that correct? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, people who are listening to the show are welcome to invite others.
Sure.
Okay, give that information.
Pass on the Zoom link.
Okay.
So again, my email address is Larry LaBelle 1947 @gmail.com.
Okay, what's the title of the seminar?
The title of it is Capturing the Power of LinkedIn.
Okay, Capturing the Power of LinkedIn. Free.
Free.
Okay, by no one other than Mr. Larry LaBelle, our guest on the show.
But so, yes. I do this workshop every 3 weeks for free.
Mm-hmm.
And it generates a lot of business, so it's a marketing tool.
All right, so I got a suggestion for you very quickly. Since the show is recorded both on YouTube, Facebook, and on the podcast, at some point go listen to it, cut it out so that you have a clip, and start sending it out to all your networks, since you do these like every 3 weeks or something like that. And and just invite people. And
I record each session.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody missed the event, I can always get in the recording.
Great, great. Okay, we're going to take a short break. You listen to myself, Larry LaBelle of Find a Job Fast, entrepreneur, and myself, and we'll be right back with just sharing a little bit more about how you can get business ideas that could start today. We'll be right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday.
Happy holidays to all of you. We are in the middle of the month or on our way. We'll be celebrating the happy holidays until the end of the year. And we welcome you to go spread the word, invite others. And speaking on that note, we have on the other line Mr. Larry LaBelle. He's given out his comments, but we're talking about Christmas business ideas that you could start today. And I had mentioned at the start of the show, you guys are more than welcome to go out and see us now. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, and put something in the chat. If you're more than welcome to have you put stuff in the chat. And Mr. Bill had put something in the chat that says, good advice on the franchise business. So Larry, since you gave out your information, you may get a couple of more calls, who knows. And Dora said, very interesting. So feel free to put some information in the chat, because now I can sort of respond to some of those comments. But yeah, it is interesting. That's our goal, is to give you some different thoughts, because some of you are going to become entrepreneurs. It's simple as that. Some of you want to be, and some of you are going to become that. So, but anyway, getting back to Larry, you're still there. Larry, you're still there, or is that?
Yep, I'm still here.
Well, just for your information, I hadn't looked, but our next opportunity is exactly what you said, almost. Okay, here it is. Offer personal training services. If you have knowledge of something that you'd like to share, offer your services. Now, I'm going to put a plug in for me. If someone out there likes contacting people for some of the services that we're offering, you can create a job just contacting the people, because we provide the service. Okay, so think of all the people who provide services that could use the backstage or the back end work in order for the training to take place.
Yep.
There's opportunities there. And so Larry, you're right on the mark of providing your training services. And I know you got many, many more. So, but I want you all to think about that. These are things that could be created right now, right during the holiday.
Yep.
So here's another one for you. If you are up north. You could get a up north or out west, you can get a job shoveling snow. I want you to think about that, because if you're in those parts of the world, snow comes in a lot of places, and people need somebody to help remove the snow. And that's a job that you can create yourself as an entrepreneur. It pays good during the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you not aware, I'm actually from Massachusetts, so we had snow up there. And so I did shovel snow as a teenager, and I made money. I got cold.
Me too.
So that's like equivalent to mowing lawns, but in the winter.
Exactly.
So explain this to Florida boy here.
Yes, you can. There are a lot of lawns here, and a lot of people care about their lawns. They try to keep them green, mm-hmm. but because it rains, the grass grows so fast.
Right.
You literally could start a business cutting lawns.
But I was just saying, it's up north. It's the same equivalent.
Thing. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell this just in case maybe I can inspire somebody and put it in the chat or give me a call, but I'm just going to say, I started a lawn care business. And I had a lawn care business. And the reason I had a lawn care business, I don't know if I should tell this story, but I started a lawn care business because I wanted to make some extra money. And I had a lawn in my own yard, and I cut my own grass. And so I said, why don't I go out and cut other people's grass? Now, the reason I said that was because I felt that I could go do that. Now, here's the backside of it. I didn't want to be seen. Okay, so I'm just going to share the story. I didn't want to be seen because I was teaching classes at the university as well.
Mm.
Now, but however, probably within 3 days of cutting some people's grass, I got some calls. The first call I got, this lady had a yard that it was not that big at all. I charged her $25. It took me about 15 minutes to cut the grass. I come back and get $25. The lady asked me, what did I do? And I told her what else did I do. She asked me, how long had I been doing this? I said, about 3 weeks. And so the lady says, what else do you do? Anyway, so I told the lady what I did. And she says, I got a friend of mine who's got a computer, and she wants to give it away. Do you want it? And another 20 minutes after that, I had another computer.
Cool.
Anyway, so the second day, I got another lady that gives me a call, and she has a yard that really wasn't that big. It was maybe 30 by 40 feet or something like that. Anyway, and so I charged this lady $45. I cut that grass. Took me about 20 minutes. I came back. Lady gave me a bottle of wine. Anyway, so what happened in about 5 days, I was making maybe $200 a week. I started out like $200 a week. Now, the sad part about it was at some point, I got to like looking at how much money I was making, tax-free money,
mm-hmm.
and started paying my bills. Anyway, the thing that kind of broke the camel's back was that I went to my post office one day, and there's a guy outside selling hot dogs. Anyway, so I went over to the guy and I struck up a conversation. I asked him, was he making any money selling hot dogs? And the guy says, yes. He says he makes about $3,000 a week. And then he kind of like broke it down to me. He said, you got to have some potato chips, something dry. You got to have a drink. You got to have this other stuff. And you put it all together, you got $5, $6, $8 of cash money. Now, the kicker was, the guy says, I got a son of mine. He's no good. He says, I set my son up down on the beach. The guy makes $1,000 a week and don't want to work. And that's what he said. Now, here's the real kicker when it comes to entrepreneurs. I'm just mentioning this because I've experienced these. There's a lot of programs, especially inner city programs, where somebody gives you job training, a lot of job training agencies, and they train you basically to go get placed into a job working 40 hours a week and going to pay $8, $10, $12 an hour. Okay, so if you're working 40 hours at $10 an hour, which is kind of high, It's $400 a week. Uncle Sam takes out his money, and you come home with $300 for working 40 hours. Well, the bottom line is I was making $400, maybe working 8 hours for the tax-free money. Well, so there's a lot of ways that entrepreneurs can make money. It's just having the ideas and being willing to go do it. What'd you say, Larry?
Said that was awesome.
Yeah, I did it. And now the other part about it, since I was teaching classes and I told people I was an entrepreneur, instead of being afraid to be seen, I said that's what I'm supposed to be doing if I'm an entrepreneur. So it changed my whole outlook on entrepreneurship, making money and being seen and customers and more customers. And so I'm just going to, so I'm sharing that experience because if you have an idea or someone gives you an idea, it's up to you to get started on it. But it could really pay off. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to have you just think about that. There's lots of ways where people will pay you if you're willing to do it. And most likely there's a lot of ideas you have, but you're hesitant when it's just a matter of sharing that idea and getting started on that idea. You'll get a lot of help because people are going to ask you why you're doing it, what drove you to do it. Once you start saying things like that, people will jump in and help you. Anyway, that's my two cents in terms of sharing what this entrepreneur opportunity is all about. Larry, you got any comments for that?
No.
Okay, but anyway, so cutting grass is no different than shoveling snow. It's, are you the type of person that can see the opportunities in it just by getting started? So that's it's always important to hear people's stories. And I highly recommend hearing how did people get to where they're trying to go and where else do they want to go.
It's like when you mentioned about entertainers.
Yeah.
You find so many people performing comedy to their friends and families or singing or something to themselves. All they got to do is set up that LLC and start advertising themselves as doing that.
Right. So a lot of them just don't know. So this is about getting you to recognize those thoughts that you have in your mind and making a decision to go find out more about it or get started. Okay, there's no such thing as instant. I can't think of the right word. It's instant gratification. But when you, no such thing as making instant money. You got to do something to earn money. I hear the music. That means our time is up. You're listening to Larry Bell. Larry LaBelle, thank you very much. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, but I want you to just think all the things that you like doing, find yourself doing, you literally are doing it your way. I'm just trying to get you to take all those thoughts and ideas, turn it into something for you so that you can do what you want to do in this lifetime. Anyway, but stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back. And Larry, thank you very much.
Yep.
And we'll
I'll
talk
be
to you later. Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Okay, we're out of here for this one.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.